This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATIS. Here's a headline that doesn't look like aviation news at first glance. A Wall Street investment giant is putting $1.4 billion into airplanes, not into building them, into financing them. Let me explain why that matters to you. Even if you fly a Cessna 172 on weekends and have never set foot in a corner office. The reporting on this comes from Aerotime. The investment firm is KKR. That's a name you've probably heard in the business press without ever connecting it to a control yoke. They're one of the largest private equity and asset management firms in the world. And according to Aerotime, KKR plans to deploy up to $1.4 billion into aircraft financing deals over the coming 4 years. Here's what you need to know about what that phrase actually means. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So, aircraft financing. When an airline wants a new Boeing 737 or an Airbus A320, they very rarely write a check for the full price. A single narrow-body jet runs north of $100 million at list. Airlines don't park that kind of cash in metal. Instead, they lease, or they borrow against the airframe, and somebody has to put up that capital. For decades, a lot of that money came from banks, big commercial banks with aviation desks. But the landscape has been shifting. After the financial turbulence of the last several years, a number of traditional lenders pulled back from the sector that left a gap. And where there's a gap in financing, private capital moves in. That's what this KKR move represents. A major investment firm looking at airplanes and seeing a stable, asset-backed return. The airplane itself is the collateral. It's a physical thing with a known resale value and a long service life. To a firm managing billions, a fleet of jets under lease looks like a reliable income stream. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. $1.4 billion sounds enormous, and it is. But in the context of global aircraft finance, it's a single player taking a measured position in a market that moves hundreds of billions of dollars a year. So don't read this as KKR cornering the market. Read it as a signal. A signal that serious patient money believes commercial aviation demand is going to keep climbing. And that belief is grounded in something real. Both Boeing and Airbus are sitting on multi-year order backlogs. The manufacturers literally cannot build airplanes fast enough to meet what the airlines have ordered. When you have demand outrunning supply like that, the financing that bridges the gap becomes valuable. KKR is betting on that gap staying open. Here's where I connect this to you. The person flying light aircraft, the person who lives in the general aviation world, this affects you if you've been watching the price of everything in this industry climb and wondering why. The same forces driving institutional money into airline financing ripple downstream. When capital is confident in aviation, that confidence touches the whole ecosystem: engine manufacturers, avionics suppliers, the shops that overhaul, and the companies that insure. Healthy, well-financed airlines keep the broader aviation supply chain humming. And a lot of the vendors who serve the airlines also serve us. The company machining parts for a transport category jet is often the same company keeping piston engine components in stock. There's a flip side worth flagging, and I'll mark this clearly as my read, not reporting. When large pools of private capital chase airplanes as financial assets, it can put upward pressure on the value of the airframes themselves. Used aircraft hold their value partly because there's a deep, liquid market of buyers and lessors. More money in that market can mean firmer prices. If you've noticed that good used airplanes, even down at the GA level, aren't getting any cheaper, this institutional appetite for aviation assets is one current feeding into that tide. It's not the whole explanation, but it's part of the water we're all swimming in. What should you actually do about this, honestly? For most of us flying for fun or for personal business, the answer is nothing. You don't need to change your flight plan because a private equity firm likes airplanes. But it's worth understanding the financial weather system you're operating inside of, the health of aviation as a whole, the parts availability, the mechanic who can get your cylinder, the insurance market, the resale value of your airplane is tied to whether big, sophisticated money believes in this industry's future. And right now, the answer from one of the biggest investors on the planet is yes. They're putting $1.4 billion behind that. Yes. I find that quietly reassuring. The headlines about aviation are often about what's gone wrong. This one is about where smart money thinks the industry is going up. That story comes from the reporting at Aerotime. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Keep your scan moving, and I'll see you on the next one.